Hi, this is a dictation for Ronell Milton. RONELLEMILTON. Ronell Milton. Date of birth is 10/5/1985. Date of accident is 8/24/2022. Date of service is 9/7/2023. The history of presenting illness is as follows. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident on 8/24/2022 as a restaurant driver. That he alleges for most of the symptoms that he is reporting today. The chief symptoms are severe pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back, severe pain in the left shoulder and left elbow with radiation to the left arm and left leg, and history of headaches and loss of memory. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred on 8/24/2022. The details of this accident is as follows. The accident occurred on Mr. Ronell Milton reports that he was traveling alone in a Caprice 85 as a restaurant driver at 8:30 p.m. on 8/24/2022. He was in Detroit near Telegraph and Grand River northbound intersection, where another driver came out of nowhere and Ronell Milton hit the other car in a rear-ending fashion. And the other driver was deemed to be at fault, and it was a woman who pulled in front of him. The impact is as follows. The patient reports that upon the impact, his whole body shifted towards the left, and he feared for his damage to his cervical spine, fusion hardware, as well as to the lumbar spine. He started feeling pain in the head, and he passed out for a few seconds, as well as pain in the right, in the left shoulder and left elbow, as worse. He says this was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. He reports of driving at around 45 miles an hour, and the other car was at 10 miles an hour. He was taken to the Beaumont Hospital in Farmington Hills for evaluation, where he was kept for several hours, and after various x-rays that were done, CT scans that were done, patient was discharged. All the hardware was found to be in a reasonable shape. He was placed on physical therapy and medication. He started seeing Dr. Louis Ryden, whom he has seen prior to this accident also for previous issues. And the patient chief complaints are severe pain in the left elbow, left shoulder, headache, worsening of the neck pain, numbness and tingling of the fingers, especially the left hand, and poor sleep. And he has the following history of presenting illness. Headaches are reported, which are moderately severe, occupying the front and the back of the head, and 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're off and on, sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise. Not associated with any nausea, vomiting, or seizure or aura. Symptom of TBI, patient reports the following symptoms: ringing in the ear, and loss of balance and loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or lack of focus. He denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field, blurred vision, or any taste problem, smell problem. He denies any sensation problem in the face or any TMJ problem. In addition, patient reports of weakness, numbness, and tingling of the hands and the arm of the left side, involving all the fingers, which is also weak. He denies any sidal anesthesia. He has some sleep disturbance, He has depression and anxiety and difficulty walking and denies any lightheadedness, incontinence of bowel or urine. According to him, this pain is continuous and they have felt like sharp shooting aching. And pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. According to him, ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is improved by the following. Pain is improved by lying down, marijuana, biofreeze, and hot showers. The pain is worsened by coughing, walking, standing. The patient further reports he can walk up to half a block. He can sit okay, and standing is also painful. And he sleeps on the chair in a lazy boy, as it is very hard for him to sleep flat. And he reports of the pain being present in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 10. He reports as if knife is stuck into his back. He has a pain in the left shoulder, left side of the neck, and left elbow in olecranon fossa. He also describes the radiation pain from the lower back to the left buttock, left posterior part of thigh up to the knee. He reports that he has had CT scans done at the hospital during the day of admission to the hospital. He has no bladder bowel incontinence, but he has a muscle weakness on the left arm and he feels weak. He has dropped phones and he has constant numbness, tingling of all the fingers. Patient report that he has tried chiropractor, he has done physical therapy, tense units, massage, alternate medications, and epidural injections, middle branch block injection, but the pain is still going on. In the system review, patient reports that he has suffered from pulmonary edema in the past and no other medical illness is reported. Past surgical history is positive. Patient has had a lumbar fusion with Dr. Louis Redden in 2017 and 2018, two times, from and he also had a cervical and thoracic spine fusion in 2021 at St. John Hospital due to the series of gunshot wounds. He was going to a fireworks with his son in 2021 when he was sprayed with a bullet for robbery issue. The bullets hit into the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and left chest, as well as left arm, left elbow. And he underwent multiple surgery for the neck and thorax and the lumbar spine. He has a 8-inch scar in the neck and 3 scars in the lumbar region, 1-inch long or 2-inch long. According to him, these pains are now continuous and worsening. He reports that on 8/24. The CT scan, which was done, reported that he has a intact primary fusion, which is 360 degrees with combined posterior lateral with posterior interbody arthrodesis, A-R-T-H-R-O-D-E-S-I-S, at L4 to the sacrum, with the laminectomy done at L4, L5, S1, and discectomy, D-I-S-C-E. CTOMY at L45 and L5S1. The mood is described fair. In the family history, patient report that his mother is deceased and unknown cause, father is unknown, and brother, sisters, he's identical twin and the other brother has no problem. In relationship status, patient lives with his girlfriend and he has an 11-year-old boy together. Employment status, patient is not working. He used to be a truck driver before the gunshots. Now he is on disability. And legal history, patient has Matt Bedikian as the attorney representing this motor vehicle case. Personal history patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. History of past accident, patient has reported that on 10-17-2018, he was involved in an automobile accident. 12-23-2016, he was again involved in a motor vehicle accident. 12-22-2016, he was involved in a work-related accident. The details of these are not available at the time of dictation. In the ADLs, patient has reported that following ADLs are affected. Bathing and ability to lift inner plate is affected 7 due to the weakness of the left arm. Walking is affected 6. Standing is affected 5. He also reported this accident may have been caused because he could not turn his neck due to the arthrodesis and due to the fusion hardware in the neck. He has a hard time turning to the left, and his left arm is constantly weak, left shoulder is hurting, and he underwent a reconstruction of the left side of the face during the surgery for gunshot wounds, and extensive repair work was done. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 159/98, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100, height is 6'3", weight is 280. This is a 37-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, operative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And he's sitting comfortably and is well nourished. He does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient walks slowly and is mobile, independent. He is not using any adaptive device. In the skin, please mention multiple scars. First of all, 8-inch scar in the posterior part of the neck, occupying from C4 to T4. And lower back, there are 3 scars, 1 in the middle and 2 on either side for the surgical scars, 2-inch each. The head and face is traumatized from a gunshot wound, and it has a repair marks on the left side of the face. And it is deformed, and muscle action cannot be seen. Facial nerve and fifth nerve actions cannot be seen here. And rest of the exam is from the template, including psychiatric evaluation, neurological evaluation, and musculature evaluation. The gait is normal. In the musculature, please mention that there is a moderate spasm of the left trapezius muscle, especially the middle fiber, cervical fiber, and even the inferior fibers, as well as paraspinal muscle spasm from C2 to L5. L left side is far more worse than the right, and other than that, no other muscle spasm or tenderness is noticed. No fasciculation tremors are noticed. Rest of the muscles have a normal tone, bulk, and contraction. And trigger points I've noticed in the left middle fiber of trapezius muscle, couple of them, and few in the paraspinal region as well. In the musculoskeletal examination, the patient is found to have on inspection, the spine has a normal curvature and alignment. Scars are noticed as described, 8-inch scar in the posterior part of the neck, and 3 scar in the lower back. Palpation reveals no scoliosis or abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed in the cervical spine from C2 to T5 and T12, as well as L4, L5 and S1. And paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from C2 to T12 on the right and the left. The left side is more severe and trapezius muscle is in spasm with several trigger points. Paraspinal muscles have no tenderness but hypotonicity of 2+. Range of motion, cervical spine range of motions are severely limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30. The movement to the left side is 10, right side is side flexion is 35, while the rotation to the left is 40 and to the right is 60. In the lumbar spine, again, the range of motions are limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful at the facet joints. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign, Lerner tests are positive bilaterally. Distraction test was not done due to the hardware. Soto-Al test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test was negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was negative. The Breger test was negative. Kemp test was positive. Pavinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, the sacroiliac joint shows Faber test and Gunsland test being positive bilaterally, while standing flexion test was positive. Iliac compression test was positive. Distraction test was non-negative. Trendelenburg sign was negative. The examination of the extremities, the patient has been pointing towards the left shoulder and the left elbows, which are being examined. Other than that, no other positive findings in the rest of the extremities, especially the right side. And they are found to be warm, to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose vein. And quick test is negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed. The gait is again normal without using any cane or adaptive device. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The inspection reveals that the shoulder is completely unremarkable for any fracture, dislocation, laceration, contusions. And on palpation, there are no tender points except the AC joint, and patient complains of pain in the front of the shoulder as well as in the rotator cuff region. Range of motions are limited. The abduction maximum is 100 degrees. After which there is a tender pain appears. Flexion is limited to 90 degrees. Muscle strength 4/5. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff. Hawking Kennedy test was positive. MTBR test positive. Near test, speed test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test is positive. Examination of the hand and wrist was found to be normal. Carpal compression test was negative. Tinel and Phelan signs are negative. Examination of the left elbow shows that the resisted wrist extension flexion is negative. Tenderness of the olecranon process. And also bilateral, medial and lateral epicondyle tender. However, the range of motion of the elbow is pretty normal. Supination, pronation movements are normal. And no fracture or dislocations are identified. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXT. G89.21, R531, R53.82, S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. Nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.550, S43.432D, elbow, left elbow M25.522, M70.31, M70.32, sorry, M19.022, M75.2220.
If anybody says
In the cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, M53.482, S13.4XXA, M96.1, M47.812, M47.812. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M56.514, S23.5XXA, M4H.06, M43.27, M96.1, M54.30, M48.06. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. I'm going to read the rest of the chart in a minute. Thank you.